بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly infinite matters in this deen, and every newly infinite matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. We want to thank, on behalf of the Islamic Center of America, Masjid Ahl Sunnah, Madrasat Ahl Sunnah, we'd like to thank the Al-Iman Islamic Society for helping us put this program together. And we want to thank all of the ulama, as we have thanked them before, the Sheikh Saleh Al-Sadlan, the Sheikh Muhammad Hassan, the Sheikh Muhammad Safwat Nuruddin, the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Maqsood, the Sheikh Sayyid Abdul Halim, and the Sheikh Sa'ad Al-Briq, and our brother, our beloved brother who did the translation and some of the talks, Yahya ibn Adl, and our Sheikh the Amir Muhammad Sayyid Adli, and all of the brothers and sisters who are responsible for putting this program together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of them for their efforts. I want to end with what I ended with and begin the program with. Well, we ended the Salatul Jumu'ah, or the Khutbatul Jumu'ah with, which was the beginning of our program, and it's the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I feel is appropriate for this topic that was presented this week, or the subject or the theme of this conference, Muslims in America, Reality and Hope. And this is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Allah has promised those from amongst you who believe and perform good righteous deeds that he will make them leaders in the earth as he had made those who come before them leaders. And he will establish or help them to establish the deen that he has chosen for them. And he will replace their fear with peace, safety and security. They worship me. They don't ascribe any partners with me in worship. And whoever disbelieves after that, then they are the fasiqoon. And I command you to establish the salah and pay the zakat. And I command you to obey the messenger so that perhaps mercy may be shown on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these two ayah from Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the believers. And there's no need for us to wonder if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen will be established in America or elsewhere when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already made His promise. It's only going to be on us to fulfill the conditions to be described with the characteristics of those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make in charge on His earth. That He will make them leaders, those in control and in authority on His earth. And that is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promises in this ayah, those who believe and perform good righteous deeds. Those who believe with the belief of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you believe in what they believed in, then you would have been guided. Then they would have been guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's saying that if they, meaning those who come after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, if they believe in what you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and your Sahaba believe in, then they, those who come after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, then they will be guided. If we have the belief of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, and this is the aqeedah of our Salaf al-Salih, or the aqeedah al-Salafiyyah, this is what is important for the Muslim to be described with or to have as his characteristics, this aqeedah of our Salaf al-Salih. As this is the aqeedah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows best, He's referring to. This is the true iman that the believers must have if they're going to earn the promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has promised with in this ayah. And they must perform righteous deeds. Righteous deeds are deeds that are in accordance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. Deeds that are in accordance to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understood and practiced as it was by the way of our Salaf al-Salih. As this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to in other ayat, as He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger, and those in authority from amongst yourselves. Meaning the leaders and the people of knowledge from amongst the Muslims, you have also been commanded to obey them, and obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the performance of the righteous deeds. And if you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah and the Messenger. Back to Allah, back to His Book. back to the messenger, back to him directly during his life, into that which has been authentically reported on him after his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you believe in Allah in the last day, that is better as a final decision. Righteous deeds are not based on the opinion of the imam. Righteous deeds are not the opinion of the sheikh. Righteous deeds are not madhab so-and-so, or tariqatu so-and-so, or group so-and-so. Righteous deeds are deeds that are based on the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding and the practical application of our salaf as-salih. This is righteous deeds. Righteous deeds are not based on your desires and your whims and opinions, but it's based on the kitab and the sunnah and the way of the sahaba and the tabi'un and the tabi'in and the ulama of this deen, those who upheld al-Islam with their adherence to the Qur'an and the sunnah. Allah has promised those people fulfill these conditions of having iman and the performance of righteous deeds. Good belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the staying away from sin and disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah has promised them that they will be leaders in the earth just as those who came before them were leaders. And we're well of the stories of our last Prophet and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet and Messenger to all of humanity, him and his Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with victory in the land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them authority and leadership in the land because they fulfilled the characteristics and they fulfilled the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in His book. And we could achieve leadership and authority and control in the land also as those who have come before us have achieved it, if we fulfill the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in His book. And then Allah would allow for them to establish and materialize and practice the deen that He's chosen for them. And that's His deen of Al-Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have completed for you your deen, and I have perfected my favor to you, and I have chosen for you al-Islam as your deen. This deen that Allah chose for you, He will allow you to practice and establish this deen, provided that you fulfill the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in these ayat. It's no need to continue wondering, are we going to be able to establish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen in this land? Or will we be able to practice the kitab and the sunnah as it ought to be practiced? Or understand the Quran and the sunnah the way that it should be understood? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a promise to us, and there's no one more truthful in the fulfillment of His promise than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This deen could be practiced and established, provided that we have good belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we practice good righteous deeds, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would replace the fear. We replace the fear with peace, safety and security. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us that those from amongst us who may be afraid to leave their jobs during the daytime to establish the five salat, or to leave their places of work to establish the Jumu'ah because they are afraid, or the sisters might be afraid to wear the jilbab and the khimar and the niqab because they are afraid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us that He will replace the fear with peace, safety and security. We don't always have to live in fear that someone might come and try to shut down the masjid because we call the adhan out aloud. Now we don't have to fear that somebody might close down the Muslim school because you don't meet all of the conditions of the kuffar. This is only until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills His promise, which will be fulfilled as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when we are described with the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in His book of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the performance of good righteous deeds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can replace all of this fear with peace, safety and security. Don't think that this fear is something that will be everlasting. Only think it will be like that if you don't correct your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't strengthen your belief in your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't leave off the sins and purify yourself with the performance of righteous deeds. These are in accordance with Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says as He describes them, they worship Me and they don't ascribe any partners in worship with Me. They worship Allah, they establish their ibadah in their lives. And they don't commit any shirk in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshipping other than Allah along with Allah, or by attributing to Allah partners that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from. If they ascribe with, describe with these characteristics, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us leaders in the land. Just as those who have come before us were leaders in the land, and we'll be able to materialize and practice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen that He chose for us. Ya rahmuka Allah, and all of this fear will be replaced with peace, safety and security if we worship Allah alone. If we establish the tawheed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to establish with this statement, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and I have not created the jinn nor the mankind except to worship Me. This is our purpose in life, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not the way you feel, not how you like, not on the opinions of the imam, or the shaykhs, or the madhabs, or the groups, or the tariqas, but that which is based on ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who commands you, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. I command you to have knowledge of لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. This tawheed that we must be described with, turn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor upon us. This tawheed is going to be based on ilm. It's going to be based on knowledge. Because if you don't acquire knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, you won't be able to establish the proper worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You won't know how to stay away from the shirk. You won't be able to correct your belief and perform righteous deeds if you don't have knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to hang on to the people of knowledge if we are to acquire this knowledge. But the likes of the statement of Allah ta'ala, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Indeed, the only people who really fear Allah are the people of knowledge, the ulama. And this is a statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us to know if we are going to fear Allah, to believe in Allah and worship Allah, to establish this tawheed and to stay away from this shirk. But we have to gain knowledge and to hold on to the people of knowledge like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with this statement, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I command you to ask Ahlul Dhikr when you don't know. Ahlul Dhikr, they are the people of revelation. The people who understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to ask them when we don't know. And we don't know, so we've been commanded to hold on to the people of knowledge, so that we can learn how to establish this tawheed in our lives and to stay away from the shirk. So we can correct our aqeed and have good belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we can know what is the performance of righteous deeds. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make us leaders in the land as He has made those who came before us leaders in the land. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us to practice and establish His deen, the one that He has chosen for us, as He's done for those people who have come before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace the fear with peace, safety and security, just as He's done for those who came before us. Don't think and wonder that we're the only Muslims from the time of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam who are wondering, are they going to establish and practice Islam? This was the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Sahaba and to the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam from the revelation of his Lord tabarak wa ta'ala had called the Muslims to make the hijrah to Al-Habasha. And then eventually the hijrah to Al-Madina, the city of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At those times the Muslims could not even imagine that they would be leaders in the land, or that they would be able to practice and establish Islam. Are we not aware that Abu Jahl, alayhi la'anatullah, he tried to prevent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from establishing the salah? This is the same type of fear. And this is the same type of prevention that we find today from the kuffar preventing us and trying to stop us from practicing and establishing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. This is some of the fear that we live in these days and time. But just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them, He will bless those who come after them if they fulfill these conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in His book. Hold on to the people of knowledge and gain knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen so that you can be successful. Every Muslim movement that we've seen here in America that has not called the people to the ilm, to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, or to the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to the way of the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'een and the Ulama of this deen, all of those movements have failed the Muslims. They have rised up one movement after the next. They have given the Muslims false hope that they might establish Islam. How will you establish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen without the help and the success from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? How will you be victorious if you don't fulfill the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in His book? Say, there's no secret to success. It's by the success that Allah gives to His servants. It's by those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised it to. And Allah has given us the characteristics, walhamdulillah, clearly detailed in His book, the characteristics of the people who are worthy of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him to make us from amongst them. These are those people who are described with the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in His book. Hold on to the people of knowledge and to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of our Salaf al-Salih, and don't ever be deceived and don't ever be tricked or led from the manhaj of our Salaf al-Salih because of so many people who have opposed this way. Hold on to the haq, even if you're only one person. Hold on to the jama'ah, even if you're only one person. Be described by these characteristics that Allah mentions in His book, even if you're by yourself, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised leadership in the land. And He has promised them that He will allow them to practice and establish this deed, and that He will replace their fear with peace, safety, and security. And whoever disbelieves after this, then they are the fasiqoon. Or whoever is ungrateful after this, then they are the fasiqoon. They are the people who are living in disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How could your Lord tabarak wa ta'ala detail for you the way, and you sit around in disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam? You sit around and you don't let your aqeedah be corrected. You sit around in living lives of sin, staying away from righteous deeds of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't live lives of ibadah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Rather, you commit shirk, as many of the Muslims have fallen into committing shirk after Allah has laid it out to you and you disobeyed Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You might be from amongst the fasiqoon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And I command you to establish the salat and to pay the zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He lays it out to us in general, He becomes a little more specific. This worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this performance of good righteous deeds, this correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from shirk, it's with the establishment of the salah. with the establishment of the salah. Not that you just make salah in your houses in English, but that you come to the masjid and you learn the language of the Book of Allah and the tongue of the last prophet and messenger to humanity, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this Arabic language, so that you could establish the salah as it ought to be established. Jazakallah khair. Establishing the salah in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjids. Don't ever think that you are practicing some Islam if your masjid isn't thriving with the establishment of the salah. The salah is established in the houses of Allah, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba practiced and made clear for all of us who come after them. And the salah is important. And even for the women in their houses, they have to establish the salah. Oh women, establish the salah in your houses. Don't be disobedient to your Lord. Don't be in the houses glued to the TV, stuck on the telephone, engaged in disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, while you forget the remembrance of Allah and the establishment of the salah. Groom our children on the salah. Oh you Muslim women, this salah must be established. Teach our little children. Wallahi, by the time a child is one, he should be ready almost to start establishing some salah or knowing what it looks like. How often do you see in the houses where the salah is established by the women, and the houses are filled with the sunnah salah by the men, that the children are aware of the establishment of the salah, so that by the time they're the age of 5 and 6, or 7, when we should really get on top of teaching them the salah, or at the age of 10, or even after that at puberty, the children are all on top of the salah because it's established all around them. We have to fulfill these conditions that Allah mentions in His book. If you don't establish the salah, how do you think Islam is going to be established for you? How do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fulfill His promise to you if you don't establish the salah? If the masjid is a strange place to you, if the masjid is a place that the people consider themselves to be regular, if they attend one salat a week, how often do the Muslims say, I'm a regular attendee of masjid so and so, he makes one salat a week? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How can you consider yourselves one salat out of 35 a week, and you consider yourselves regular? You should consider yourselves disobedient to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. You should consider yourselves on other than the Siratul Mustaqim. You should consider yourselves from amongst the people who should repent quickly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness, and to start upholding those characteristics that might earn you that which has those who have come before you who have earned the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. And the likes of these ayats that we're focusing on right now. Establish the salah. Wallahi, masjids are closed at the times of the 5 salat. Wallahi, people are writing on their brochures as a statement of pride that we established the 5 salat. Should there be masjids where the 5 salat are not established? Should there be Muslims from amongst us happy that he only makes Jumu'ah in the masjid? Wallahi, don't play yourselves cheap or cut yourselves short when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen is clear. And to earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is clear. You have to establish the salah and to pay the zakat. This wealth is not your wealth. Allah has decreed for everyone to get what he is going to get of his wealth. And this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you to see if you give your wealth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. We're in the land of the dunya, eating it all up, wondering should we or will we ever establish Islam or not? No. If you're not going to practice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen by giving your wealth for His sake, how do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fulfill His promise upon you? If you love your wealth more than you love Allah's deen, then your wealth will be established for you and your deen won't. And this has been our case. as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the dunya up for us. None of us know what starving is like. None of us know what having one piece of clothing is like. Rather, most of us don't even know what only having one pair of footwear is like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors of this dunya to us. And we should be looking at it like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is setting us up for His punishment. As this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads the punishment, by opening the doors of this dunya to him and letting the people think that real success is that which they acquired of this dunya. Don't forget your share of this dunya. Don't forget it. But understand it properly. What's your share? Your share is what Allah has given you as a test to see will you give your wealth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake as He has commanded you. Sometimes we're wondering that somebody's going to drop some money out of the sky on our heads for us to establish Islam. Oh, we're going to do so much if I was a millionaire. If I get money, I'm going to do this for the masjid. If I get money, I'm going to do this for the masjid. Allah hasn't favored you with some wealth. You ain't doing nothing with that. The only time you can help Allah's deen if you're a millionaire, the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a millionaire. All of the Sahaba, they were millionaires. They were poor people who established Allah's deen. We're not aware of some of the stories of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and Abu Bakr and Umar, going out in the daytime looking for food. Looking for food. We're not aware of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, where he used to ask his wives, is there any food? No. Well, I'll be fasting today, inshallah ta'ala. This was the way of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Is that the way of a millionaire? Is that our way? That we speak to our wives after the Salatul Fajr. Honey, if there's any food in the refrigerator or the cabinet, then I'll be eating this morning. Wallahi, your wife wouldn't even understand that statement. Wallahi, you wouldn't even have a wife if there was no food in your refrigerator or your cabinet. The women have no type of patience these days. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Except those women who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, may He increase us with these types of women. Allah has favored us, wallahi, but we don't understand how we should be characterized and described with these descriptions and characteristics that Allah mentions in His book. Allah has favored us, but we're greedy and stingy. And we hold on to our wealth. And it will destroy us like it destroyed the people before us. Or if we gave our wealth freely and openly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, then it will give us the success that those who came before us was given the success because they gave their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people in our masjid, how many people do you know other than Abu Bakr? As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who gave all his wealth for Islam. How many people do you know like Umar al-Farooq radiallahu anhu, who gave half of his wealth for Islam? These are only stories. These are fairy tale stories to mention just to say, wow. These are stories that we should be saying, Subhanallah, wa astaghfirullah, and following the examples of those people who are chosen to be companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and examples for the Muslims who come after them. You have to have just characteristics. And you have to be described with a description that will earn you the promise and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Establish the salat and pay the zakat and obey the messenger. Adhere to the sunnah. And this is the call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Muslims to adhere to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Muslims are astray. Muslims have the audacity to say, may Allah forgive them and guide them to the straight path. Sunnah, sunnah, sunnah. And mockery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. And for the people who call to the sunnah, whose masjid is masjid wa ahl sunnah, or whose school is madrasa to ahl sunnah, or whose bookstore is maktaba to ahl sunnah, whose magazine is Risalatu Ahl Sunnah, or whose plaza is Ahl Sunnah Plaza, or the people are calling to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam all over the world, people are making mockery to them. What's all of this big emphasis on the Sunnah? We Muslims, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't command the Muslims to obey the Messenger salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, to adhere to the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is your way to leadership in the land. People are wondering, why is your pants above your ankle? We want to be leaders in the land. People are wondering why you're wearing a thobe. Because we want to be in control. People are wondering why you spend your time in the masjid. What about earning a living for your family? We're going to earn a living and hold on to the sunnah too. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can allow us to establish and practice His deen. People are wondering why the sisters are wearing niqabs. Where do they think niqab came from? And the guidance for the women to wear it, other than from the sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are wondering why the women are wearing jilbabs and khimars. People are wondering why the women are wearing black. What do they think was taking place in front of the eyesight and under the guidance and the leadership of the last Prophet and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except this? Women should be described with these characteristics if they want the fear to be removed. There's characteristics and descriptions that we need to be described by if we're going to earn this promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's adherence to the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's leaving off these statements. Well, there's bigger issues to be concerned about. Who made you God? Who gave you the right to say what is important and what is not important when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His book, the Qur'an, and His last Prophet and Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who gave you the authority to say what's important and what's not important with no ayah from the kitab and no guidance from the sunnah? Who gave you the right other than your own desires that you have taken as a lord besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Adhere to the sunnah. This is the only way we're going to be on top. This is the only way we're going to be leaders. We're going to be leaders on top, in charge, in control, when we describe with these characteristics. Look at ourselves. Are we described? What kind of hope should we have for ourselves if we're not being described with these characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in His book? We should be walking the sunnah, talking the sunnah, living the sunnah, calling to the sunnah, studying the sunnah, understanding the sunnah, practicing the sunnah. The sunnah, the sunnah, alhamdulillah, the sunnah. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to, and this is what we're calling the people to. And this is what we should be upon ourselves if we're going to earn the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam in America, just like Islam every place else, is going to be either on the rise or on the decline, according to the success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides and wishes to give to those from amongst His servants who He's promised, those who will have the characteristics of belief in Allah and the performance of righteous deeds, those who will worship Allah alone and don't ascribe any partners in worship with Him, those who will establish the salat and pay the zakat and obey the Messenger so that mercy may be shown on them. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, then adhere to His book and follow the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no mysteries or secrets, walhamdulillah. The path has been made clear to all of us. Don't follow any other path. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us with and admonishes us with. And this is what we're calling the people to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us successful and mindful of His statement, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is my path, the straight path, the siratul mustaqim. I command you to follow it and don't follow any other path. The path of Allah is one path. And the other paths are many paths. And they're the paths of bid'ah and desires. Things that are based on opinions. Things that are based on other than the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if the people claim that they are practicing and adhering to the Quran and the Sunnah with other than the practice and adherence of the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'in and the Ulama of this deen who followed their way, then this is not true adherence to the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is not proper practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book or the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what you are advised with so that perhaps you may have taqwa. This is what I wanted to present from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and an ending of our program this weekend. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us benefit from the guidance of those people who are ulama, who guide us to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the way of our Salaf al-Salih. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst the people who hang close to the ulama, who call to the kitab and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of our Salaf al-Salih. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to travel to listen to learn from, to memorize and understand that which is being taught to us from the scholars of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, those who are calling to His book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way of our Salaf al-Salih. And our last dua is Alhamdulillah wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta أستغفرك وأتوب إليك الحمد لله. Our program is ending now and the people will be leaving soon. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everyone has a safe trip back to their families and their homes. And we hope that everyone has benefited and the successes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know if we wanted to open the floor up for some questions or comments, but the ulama have left to answer all of the questions and to make the real comments. So I hope that if there was one comment that could be made, it will be the comment of one of the shuyukh who was present with us, Muhammad Hassan, Habibullah. As his comment to me as he was leaving, he said, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back. Continue to look forward to progress and development and advancement. But don't look back and don't worry. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let this be guidance for us. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Since we have a couple of minutes before Isha, there was supposed to be a marriage that was performed a lot earlier today, but our brother is here now, and the wali is here, inshallah ta'ala, and all of the conditions, inshallah, have been met, and everything is satisfied of the dowry and the consent of the sister. And alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Allah's Messenger and His last Prophet and Messenger to humanity, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, in this authentic hadith, he says, I command you to fear Allah wherever you are, and to follow up a bad deed with a good deed. The good deed will wipe the bad deed away, and treat the people with good character. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to stay away from disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be married is to be obedient to Allah and to follow the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To commit fornication or adultery is to be disobedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow up a bad deed with a good deed. Fornication and adultery, unfortunately, may Allah save all of us, has become a way of life in this country. And many of us were tested with this way, this terrible way of life of disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, the way of fornication and adultery. But you have guidance in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, follow up that good bad deed with a good deed. The good deed will wipe the bad deed away. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek tawbah and change your ways. Whenever you have fallen into what was wrong from zina or fornication and adultery, leave off the zina of fornication and adultery and get married in accordance to the book of your Lord and the sunnah of your Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't get stuck on your bad deeds, or don't get stuck tricking yourselves and the people by saying you repented and you haven't changed your ways. True repentance and seeking forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't in statement alone, but it's in following up those bad deeds with good deeds, so those good deeds will wipe the bad deeds away and treat the people with good character. The character that you find from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the character that is extracted from the stories that are mentioned in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's books, in His book of His prophets and messengers and the people who came before you. Be beautified with the beautiful character of al-Islam, as this is what the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling us to. And this character has to be in our marriages and in our homes, and not when the people are watching us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you, and He will judge you and hold you accountable. Make your beautiful good character that you exemplify in your homes with your wives and the wives with their husbands. Make this the character that you have when no one sees you but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is going to judge you whether the people see you or the people don't see you. Be beautified with the beautiful character of Islam. Be described and characterized with the character of this deen of al-Islam, the deen that has a character of marriage and not a character of adultery and fornication or zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam calls us to all that is good with the character. Treat the people with this beautiful character,
they will come to this deen inshaAllah ta'ala. And the Muslims who have strayed from the Siratul Mustaqeem, they will come to this manhaj, the manhaj of our Salaf al-Saleh, when we exemplify this character that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands us to treat the people with. This hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so few in its wordings, and the meaning is so magnificent. And no justice could be done in just a short talk for the explanation or the clarification of the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was only an introduction and a reminder, in hopes that this might benefit us. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, because a reminder benefits the believers. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله.
جزاك الله إمام. At this time, I would like to ask the hand of the sister, the marriage of the sister Ruby Muhammad of Durawali.
Yes, I give her a hand.
Alhamdulillah.
Everybody be well advised and aware that the Prophet ﷺ taught us to congratulate our brothers and sisters with the statement, to them, barakallahu lak. وَبَارَكَ عَلَيْكُ وَجَمَعَ بَيْنَكُمَا فِي خَيْرٍ. We want to be leaders in the land and in charge and in control. And if we want to establish this land and remove the fear, then let's be described with the characteristics that Allah mentioned in His book. And from them is obedience to the Messenger. Make the dua for your brother. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you, بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكُ وَبَارَكَ عَلَيْكُ وَجَمَعَ بَيْنَكُمَا فِي خَيْرٍ. And make this dua for the sister. The brother is right here waiting for the brothers to adhere to the sunnah and make the dua for him.